It is Wednesday, July 23rd, 4:07 p.m. Calling the Canton Housing Authority bi-monthly meeting to order. We'll do a quick roll call. Stephen Coase is chairperson.
Fawn Murray from Imagineers.
Sue Therrien, secretary.
Len Dunstan, treasurer.
Welcome, everyone. Summer. So we have the minutes from our May 5th meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review them? And can we waive a reading of the minutes? Or would you like to read the minutes? Then I make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We shall move on. Public comments. Public. Would you like to make a comment? No. All good?
The bunnies are really active this year.
That, well. Well, that's good.
I've been enjoying it. I'm on the end, and I go out and sit in the deck. And last night, there were three of them half
an hour. You get three?
Some days it's kind of
fun. There was one, but you saw three.
They've all migrated to her side.
Well, I
don't find
them.
You've seen the
bunnies. No, I don't.
Oh. No feeding of the animals.
I remember. So there are no public comments, so we will move on to the manager's report.
Okay, so unit one is now available for rent. The family's paid for July, so they're going to have until the end of the month to move out. Unfortunately, we're in a cycle of people.
I'm sorry, wasn't that tenant moving to another unit?
Unit one?
Oh, I thought that unit was moving over here?
No, that was...
Oh, that was the last. This is the new tenant.
This is unit three. That was the one that was moving to another.
Oh.
Unit one,
okay.
She passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have another one.
Where are we in our list? In our wait list?
We're 3 to 4 years right now.
Okay. And how far in advance have we... How many into the list have we talked to? At least sent out a letter to saying, your name is coming up, are you still...
So, my procedure is that every year I send out a letter that says, you're still interested in the list? And there's like a whole checklist. Mm-hmm. Do you have a new phone number or whatever it is? And they get it back. If I don't get it back, they are off the list.
Oh, okay.
And then, because I don't know if this is the right contact or anything like that. And then, otherwise, I'll have like 300 people on the list.
No, I know.
And then, if a vacancy comes up, I call the top 10 people, and I have to wait, because sometimes they don't call me back right away, so I call the top 10, and I go, hey, you're in the top 10. There's people, waiting to call back. I don't know if they, whatever, so... That takes like at least like 2 weeks because people.
Yeah, no, you have to.
Because I don't want like, number two to like
right.
2 weeks
I was
later.
Away.
And then whatever it is. And then I'm like, oh, number five, you're moving. I've been burned before like that. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's how it works. The top 10. Because if I do any further, it just gets all jumped.
So have those letters already gone out? For,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or calls or whatever?
Yeah. As soon as I know that a unit is ready,
Will that unit need overhaul, or we don't know?
Not really. Okay. I think it just needs painting and stuff like that, because she's well maintained.
Okay.
So we're moving on to the repairs and maintenance. If you look in the very back page, is the maintenance log. It's pretty much. No, this one right here. Oh, did I miss you? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Here,
yeah,
maybe on this one.
I didn't staple it on for you. I'm sorry.
Here.
No. It's me. I missed the page for you.
Oh, thank you.
This is from last meeting to now.
Okay.
New fridge.
Mm-hmm. These fridges have like a 10-year cycle. So does the water heater. We spent $9,247.97 on appliances this fiscal, like from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2024.
Oh, okay. But this is in the new year. Or is this last year? This last year.
No, so everything here is, what's the new fridge? What date is that one?
Says June.
Yeah, so that's last year.
Okay.
So it's part of the 9,000 something.
Okay. Yep, go ahead.
Any questions on that?
No.
Okay. So Save More is already scheduled to do deep cleaning of 25 heat pump in the units. In July and in August. 13 in July and 12 in August. They already did 13, they're doing 12 more. And it says 25 is because each unit has two, you know, one in the bedroom, and it gets gunked up and very clogged and everything. So the whole thing was $8,000, and you have to do it because it's just bad. The big
do we do this every year?
Okay, so they come in twice a year and they do, you know,
maintenance,
and then they're like, "Ooh, this one is really bad," and they go, "This is." And sometimes for budgeting, I'm like, "Do the worst ones first." Mm-hmm. And then start. So that's what they did. Is the worst ones in July. And
I guess, is this a contract or is this
it's a contract.
Ad hoc? This is a contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do we? Is this expense? Is this budgeted?
This is not budgeted.
Okay, but we know that we do it every year, or
we don't. Sometimes it's only three units that need it. Sometimes it's four units that need it. This time it's 25 units, but I could tell because unit 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. Those are the units that recently moved out that we had to have dumpsters. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
You know.
No, I'm just, I get it. I mean, yeah. So where is this being accounted for?
This is accounted for in the repairs maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah. In the repairs maintenance budget.
Okay.
Line item. It's part of the, whatever that we do.
Yep.
And then the big lawnmower and the little lawnmower had not been serviced in a while, 2 years. So, it needed service because it broke in the blade. So we had to get that service. It was like $1,000. And then we had to, while it was being serviced, outside landscaper had to come twice to cut the grass because they have to come and pick it up. Because we don't have like a trailer, and then they put it out there for, I don't know, 2 weeks or so because that's their schedule, and then they bring it back. And so it's back now, but if you keep up the maintenance, like in February, I put it on the schedule, then it wouldn't be that much of a problem. But I didn't realize that it wasn't serviced for 2 years.
It was five.
Oh,
Whenever I
left. I checked it, and the blades underneath the thing were rounded. They had to replace it, couldn't sharpen.
But oh, they were never sharpened.
Anyways, okay. I'm top of it, and it will be done, you know, in a reasonable amount of time and not that much.
So, but we don't have those numbers here. Those are invoices that have come in, or?
The invoice did come in. It's $1,000 dollars. Yeah,
I'm sure it'll show up.
Yep.
Is that for both the big and the small?
Yep, for both.
And what was with the small? Same thing? The
carburetor.
Yeah, carburetor.
Carburetor?
The carburetor was all gunned up and had been started for a while. What he explained to me.
Yeah.
Was it more efficient to fix that than buy a new one? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. More efficient. Oh, yeah.
Small. Sure,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be a big expense anyway.
No, it wasn't.
He hardly did anything to it. Just kind of rebuilt the carburetor.
Yeah, he did.
I wouldn't know, so I'm just asking the question.
No, he did a good job. Everything's going to be really right. So it's going to be maintained.
Yeah.
I
can pump my own gas, though.
All right. You want to take your wife with you to do that?
No. My husband?
Your
what?
My husband?
Mm.
And so...
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm. 25 years.
Really? How many years?
25 years.
Ooh!
Longevity. July 2nd.
Wow. Hey. Mine is in August. I mean, in October, 25 years.
Yay!
There's a dumpster on site for until... Yeah, until July 28th for a tenant to use to clean out bulky items. And we do that twice a year for them so that it helps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
keeps absolutely. The cluttering.
That's gotta be welcome.
Yes, it is.
Do we do a shredding event too, or we don't do a shredding event?
No, we don't do a shredding event.
Do we need a shredding event? Not really?
No.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was something with the town that week. But I think the town...
The town does.
Offers it, right?
It does.
At the
transfer. The chamber does for the communities, town of Canton, and the others.
Also,
they just had one. I forgot the name of the bank.
The Northwest.
Oh, Northwest?
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, yes, they do. I bring.
They do shredding.
They put in a bin. I take all of our stuff and put it in there. Not all of it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working with the Town Social Service for Renters Rebate 2025, and then I'm getting ready for recertification to start up in September.
Already?
Yeah. So it's the time again for the Housing Authority PHA agency plans, you know, the mm-hmm. Housing Choice Voucher, mm-hmm. to submit it to HUD. So in our meeting in September, Maria Stout is going to come here and go over the plans. Okay. She'll give you the plans beforehand if you have any questions. But good news is that we had an audit, a financial audit of the housing choice, the checks, and we got 100%.
Awesome. Congratulations.
So there was no mistakes at all. So you approved those checks.
So that I shouldn't be asking the questions. I do have a question on
the
checks,
okay. Yeah. We can ask me now.
Do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Whatever it looks like, it's in line. I tend to say, this looks good. It's pretty much the same as last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice, you could explain to me why these last checks that we signed for July, there were 15 units, and the one prior to that we had 16, and the one prior to that we had 14. Where I'm going with that is, when we had the 14, the administrative fees were $399.45. We had 16, the administrative fees were $578.63. Now we have 15, which is one less, and we're 610. How come the fees are going up?
I will ask accounting for that. I think that's like a percentage or something of the total.
I think I have a partial answer.
Okay.
There was an increase in the rents and the fees.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So that got amortized or accrued from a prior period and brought forward. So that should probably be the new amount moving forward.
For the administrative fees.
Oh, then okay. When I also looked at it, one unit was either omitted or there was a reason that it was not paid in June. It was paid in May, but not in June. And then in July, it was paid twice.
Okay.
So that's why it may have gone from 14 to 16.
But I'll get a verbal... I'm not a verbal, a written one from the accounting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense when I see the units go up, then the fees go up. That makes sense.
Yeah.
When they went down, why didn't the fees go down?
Okay.
What's Bill's email? Bill?
Oh, William.
McCauley.
Will?
Yeah.
Wait, where does he send it? Hold on, let's go to Roost.
Okay. See, we got 100%. And our audit, then I'm...
Yeah.
I'm
We're a high performer.
Yes.
Designated.
Yes, you are, kiddo.
that's our thing.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Hi, is everything all right? Oh, bye. So remember what I said to you, the package from them is 58 pages long?
Yeah.
Why is it 58 pages long? Is it because I have to break it out?
Yes.
Okay. Because you were like, it shouldn't be 50. It's like 4 pages long. I'm like, no, it's like 58 pages long.
The last one I got was, again,
yeah.
I wanted to go through,
yeah,
it was
57 they have to break it out.
Okay.
They only went through the first four.
Then I was asleep, like Rip Van Winkle.
We're going to move on to the financials.
I'm not the only one.
Page 5 in the financials.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Thank you.
Okay. As of June 30th, our operating balance is $277,643, and then in our reserve is $16,665. We budgeted income of $450,520, but our actual income is $555,498. That is because $114,978 is because of the rent increases that we received.
Okay.
Our budgeted expense was $450,520. Our actual expenses were $458,229, which is $7,709 more than budgeted, which is pretty okay. Majority of that is because the water was over budget, contributing to Connecticut Water Company's rate increase, and then we had that problem with the main water project, like, you know. So, and then trash was slightly over budget because of the apartment cleanout. And then we didn't budget for the rent comparison study. It was every 5 years. So that's why the office and phone is a little bit over budget also.
I think these numbers are off. Everything else is different. These are not.
What do you mean?
So, period to date, actual income was 44,000. Expenses were 19 for 24. Budget 37,585. Year to date budget 455,20. 455,20.
Yep.
Our income and expenses were the same amount.
That's it, all adds up to that, yeah.
That's weird.
It is. I asked them, but it is. But overall.
But then we had a variance of an.
Of one.
What, of 114,958. Yeah. So we still
more.
Came out with an annual of 455,20?
No. Our annual is $107,269 more. Our operating, because our operating right now is $277,000 and 640.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking there. Okay.
So overall, we are over, our income is over our expenses of $107,269.
For fiscal year 23-24.
For 24-25, yes.
Can I ask you?
It's July 1st of 2024 to June 30th of 2025. Yep.
So when you're doing your budget comparison.
Yep.
Some of the questions that I had, you, for me, it just answered one of them. But with the late fees, that seems to, it's going up $424?
That was the whole year.
That was the whole year.
That was all of 24.
From July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
Okay. So then I guess that kind of explains the phone and office to then.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that was that whole thing of the previous budget coming into the new budget.
Okay, thank you. Then that went into the management fee too then. Okay. That's huge.
Manage the $2,000?
Wait a minute.
Manager fee is the same.
Nope, that's the same. Sorry. The water was a little bit the...
Yep, talked about the water.
The water was also because of the water break.
Yeah.
We had used... We lost all that water.
Okay, so then... I think that clears that up. Thank you.
But so, overall, for you know, 2020, you know, July...
We had a $107,000 surplus.
Yeah.
Where is that surplus?
In our operating right now.
Okay.
That's what I started off with.
So do we need to increase our...
No, we can't increase our... we can move some money around, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we put in $2,500 a month or $4,500 a month to reserve?
No, we only put $1,000 in.
Oh, we should put more.
Okay.
We should, because... Well,
yeah. It's great that you is retain earnings.
You can move, we can move any amount into reserve right now. If you vote on it.
Yeah, no, we're going to vote on it right now. I mean...
Okay.
I guess I'm not...
What are you not seeing?
I want to know what our cash burn is on a monthly basis.
Our cash on a monthly
basis? No, cash burn. Like, what are we...
What are we spending?
Yeah.
Oh, we are spending... Year-to-date actual... Oh, monthly. Monthly is... $19,624.
So... I mean, I would keep $100,000 in the operating account. Are we, is the reserve in a high yield money market account or can't be?
No.
We can't even make money.
No.
Maybe we can't do that.
I know.
Because we're.
I know. I think we should. I would like to open for discussion, maybe increasing the operating reserve up to $50,000, which right now they're $16,665, and we have an operating balance of $277,643. It's not a huge jump. It's about $33,000 and change, $33,993 and something. Thoughts? Comments? Leave it as is?
Otherwise, where would it, if you left it?
It just sits in the operating account. It's, in a way... The reserve, it's apples and apples. It's just, but if something catastrophic, correct me if I'm wrong, but if something were to happen again, like the water main, and we had to go to Chaffa, they would like to see more in reserve, correct?
They would like to see more in reserve, yes.
So
then we have to reuse the reserve.
And then you have to use the reserve. But if we had this money in the operating and not in the reserve, would they still say, well, you have money in the account, therefore you have to use it?
Yeah.
So
it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's just that reserve, you have to do a lot more paperwork and, you know, more whatever it is. But you have to, yeah.
For Chaffa or for you?
For both. They require a lot of paperwork.
Just to move the money into a reserve account?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. To use the reserve account
money. Oh, yeah. You could just move it out of the reserve into the operating if you wanted to, right?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
No. You have to, you know, have a process with Chaffa and be like, why are you moving that out for? You got to show all the stuff for it.
So is it more detrimental for us to move it into it than...
I think that... Right now, we did increase our reserve account to, that was, 1,000 was last year. I think we did do it, if I look at the budget right, let me see, hold on. New budget here, so let's see what we did. This was... We did this in Okay, we did this in May. Here we go. So for reserve, we... Yeah, so we did the same. So propose is $12,000 a year. So we did the same.
Okay. What do you think?
I
Sue, what do you think?
I don't know.
I think that we leave it alone.
Okay.
We leave it alone until next year, and then we say, oh,
maybe
okay.
Increase the reserve to 1,500 or 2,000.
It's 2,000 or something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll not vote on that and pass on that. Sorry, I don't know if I've ever seen this. Canton 21 visa to Chico?
Yep, that's...
Is that Sheila?
Yeah, that's Sheila. So sometimes we, and sometimes I do too, because we have our credit card and we have to buy whatever it is. So
we don't use like Amazon or...
We don't have an Amazon account for Canton Housing Authority, yes. So that is all the cameras. The is that
toner,
right?
Says Staples toner cartridge black.
Okay, that's for that. But there's okay. Something for cameras on there too that she had to buy.
Okay.
Maybe that was last month.
Cap op Chung Volder Void.
These are all these are people that have paid overpaid for their
like tenants
for their rents. Yeah, so all of it. So okay. So we had the HUD approve of our rent increases.
Yes.
But they didn't approve it until March. So everybody, we were giving everybody credit back from January to March. So that's why there's a whole list of them. There's like their last names are on there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We had to give them.
Got it. But it's not broken up by month.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Because it didn't go, even though it was supposed to be January, but it really didn't go effective until April, and then they have to do retroactive.
Okay. Do we need an executive meeting?
Oh, those are actually
paid.
Yeah, ahead.
Okay. Go to the manager's report. Financials.
Yeah, we are all. That's it.
Do we have any questions? Financial reports.
I have a question on the payment details.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you go to page nine.
There's a little number in the corner.
Oh, are you looking?
One down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She writes it.
Uh-huh. So, is there something twice here?
Are you looking? Yeah. He's asking the same question as you.
Oh, but go ahead. What's your question?
I don't know. Is it the same question?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask it. So I don't know.
Well, I was just looking at
the... Are you looking at the rental income line right there, or...?
No, actually. I'm looking at the bottom line for the unit 40, the 30-inch range, electric range.
No, that's not in something twice. That's the... At the bold is the total.
Right, okay.
Yep.
So that's to repair it?
No, that's for to get...
That was a new range.
New range.
Okay, so then why is it again? I just saw it.
Yes, on page 10. You're talking about Mark's,
yeah.
Mark's Appliance Warehouse?
Because it's different unit.
Different unit.
Well, it says unit 40.
Oh, it does say unit 40.
No, number 12. Unit number 12. Number 12, unit 40. I don't know why.
Why does it have unit 40 then?
I think that there was a typo or something, but it's unit number 12.
Okay, so then I don't have a question because it's different unit.
Sorry, unit number 12.
Okay. Alrighty.
Good that you noticed.
Really? Glenn's on
it. Really? Yeah, he's on it.
He is on it.
I just don't mind being responsible for me.
So in June.
Yes, number 12, because.
So in June we had two ranges and two refrigerators?
Yep. So it's unit number 12 and number 3 and number 40. Yep.
And 34.
And 34. Right here. Yeah, I printed it out in detail. Okay. That's the $9,247. Glenn, this is the detail of it, of what the appliance is. And that's. All the units. Yeah. But if you notice, our repairs contract is, and that goes towards it because we haven't changed. This year we changed the supplies. It's under budget.
Yay!
So all that, you know, all that, we're still under budget.
Is there any update on the VDGB card?
No. None.
Nothing.
Nothing. No one knows nothing. And they said they don't know. We also spent a total of $10,678 on hot water this fiscal year.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But still, you know, we're pretty much under budget with it.
Does.
Well, that's.
Because I mean, it's only this here.
What?
That it's only for this building here.
No, the hot water heaters?
Each unit has
each
a hot water.
Each unit. You have it. It's behind your refrigerator.
Yeah, it's plugged in on our electricity.
No. This is the replacement of the hot water.
Replacement?
Yes.
Last year we spent a total of $10,000 on replacing hot water. Broken or.
Right.
But we do have one on hand, so we replace a couple. We have one on hand of that $10,000. Anybody else have any questions on that?
Not me. Anybody have any new business that they want?
Yeah.
No.
How is groundskeeping working?
It's great. Does anybody have any problems? Nope. No problems. No problems at all. Do have to call in. I want to check to see tree work, cutting some of the bigger limbs off the trees.
But will the town do that, or we don't?
No. No, I wish.
Even if you ask nice?
Do you know how many times... asked for whatever it is.
Steve's always thinking. I like that.
Yeah.
I like how you come up with that. You mean the town won't plow that part?
Well, they do the plowing.
They do the plowing, which is very,
but not
very...
the sidewalks.
They do
But not the sidewalks.
At least doing the driveway has to make a difference.
It's about $30,000 of savings.
Yeah, no, it's...
That was nice.
You can't do the sidewalks. Because of fungus in the trees, you know... And a lot of trees are dying off.
Yeah, that's my next project.
We've got one here, that one's free, right there.
The big one,
Just to the left of the dumpster, that big one, it's dying.
Yeah.
Branches are falling, and I don't know.
One
I mean, you look up in the tree, the branches are like all falling off.
Yeah.
It split, disease and broke trees. Off, and fell down in this park, so it didn't matter
to me. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, I know, they're going to be able to get to all of them, they're just gone.
Yeah, that's the goal, is let it go that way.
So yeah, maintenance is good with the landscaping and doing all kinds of stuff, so it's good. And then, you know, the 8 hours a week is working out fine, because as you can see, yeah.
Does anybody have anything before we adjourn, or no? It is. We should probably talk about the next meeting, which is what is
September
this? July, 17th. September. So it's September 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's when Maria is going to come.
Okay. It is 4:44, and we will adjourn the Count Houses meeting. Thanks, everybody.